What's up, everybody? We're coming in for another week and another episode of Dragon Ball. Oh, wait, goddammit.
Very close. That's not your entity. He's not. Not yet cold in the ground.
I don't own Dragon Ball.
And Toriyama's treasures are being plundered.
I mean,
Hardys. The skeleton of Toriyama is yet ghostly upon his buried treasure in Japan.
Let's rob his tomb.
Let's rob Toriyama's tomb
of Dragon Ball.
I don't see how you're not eligible to be one of the people to steal Dragon Ball.
Of course, what I meant to say was another episode of Ballin' Out Super.
Wait, I'll go low. Super.
I am your host, Lawson Phoenix, a.k.a. Lawson Leong, and with me is my illustrious fill-in co-host, Mike Fallick.
Mike Fallick, a pale comparison to the normal host, a not even a tofu burger.
Only in skin tone, Mike.
You know, that's true. I have that going against me, and then I don't leave the house. But now it's like a whole life. He has like friends and stuff. He's
wrestling on the road, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So he like sees people. If I get more than 7 feet from a personal computer, I don't know what would happen.
Yeah,
I'd lose my mind.
You'd panic. It's like leaving your wallet at home.
Yeah. I would. I was actually. So I thought maybe I would be very clever because I'm from Cleveland. Live in Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks. There. Yeah,
it's Cleveland. All the little chicks with the crimson lips go Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland rocks.
And it's been a very Clevelandy week for me. It was Dingus Day.
What's Dingus Day? This is a thing.
What is Dingus Day? Is what people who are like Catholic are mad that people think St. Patrick's Day is.
Oh.
Dingus Day is literally just like a day to go drink.
Oh, sounds like
and
fun.
It is. It's like it has all these weird. Things it's a Polish holiday for Easter, but it just has all these weird ceremonies where you're supposed to go out and sing and dance and hit young women with sticks.
Oh,
a real tradition, not something I'm making up to be like
because
you know,
they're
funny.
Scandalous whores, or why are we doing
no,
this?
No, it's just fun. No, it's like actually good hearted. It's just like hit them.
Oh, it's just like, oh, it's like, oh, okay. No, you don't hit them hard.
No.
You tap them affectionately with a stick?
I believe you're even supposed to use pussy willows so they are fluffy and don't hurt.
Okay.
And then of course we were in the eclipse.
Right.
So I was actually in the sun today.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I've heard recently as an environmentalist, and so I thought I would be clever and look stuff up about eclipses because there's lots of lunar activity in the world of Dragon Ball, and I thought I would look something up that's clever. Unintelligible stuff from the games is all you get.
Yeah.
It is ununderstandable. There's a GT connection because the dark Dragon Balls are made during an eclipse, hence why they are dark.
Right.
And they're also made by a dark wizard.
Right.
And also a half decaf latte, which was darker than a regular latte.
Right.
You know, decaf.
Sure.
Otherwise, unintelligible stuff about eclipses.
I thought they were made when you take a photo negative
of the regular
Dragon Balls.
When you're messing around with the photo booth settings.
Yeah, as we all do.
Dragon Balls! Selfie for MySpace!
But it's like one of those like horror creepypastas where you take a photo negative and then there's a scary monster behind the Dragon Ball when you look at it.
My brother always loved to share PC games with me. It's always here's a secret about creepypastas. It's always my brother because people who write creepypastas don't have friends. So the only people they know in real life is like my brother. It always involves my brother, my mom, and my dog. Not a coincidence.
Right. All right, yeah. The people who will still talk to me.
Let's be clear. I don't leave the house either. You know.
So we're not judging.
No. I've always said this too, when people go, you know, oh, terminally online people's like, that's me. I just don't, I'm less terminally online because I don't even try and make friends on the internet. Like,
right.
I'm just terminally staring at, I'm an old school sort of inner kid where I'm just looking at a TV screen all day. Like, I just literally, I don't interact with people. I would make no pretense to say I have friends.
Right. It'd be pretentious of you to presume.
It would be pretentious, presumptuous. And my preternatural ability to preserve my lack of peers
and companions.
On the Pearl Pied Peb.
On the interwebs, the galactic highway of onlineness.
I am in favor, in speaking of Dragon Ball and sci-fi, listen, that sun being half covered up, that's my type of sunlight.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Gotta say, that's what I'm saying, man.
Get 80% of that shit out of here. Let's go.
We don't need it. It was when I honestly was walking around, I was like, this is so wasteful. What do we need the whole thing for?
It's so true, though.
Can we not rent out the other half to someone? Because it was so pleasant to be outside and not to have as much sun.
Well, that's big talk, Mike, coming in the early of April when we're recording this. On the day of the eclipse, listeners, if it wasn't obvious, we're recording this when the eclipse happened. But also, you wouldn't feel that way if it was December over in where places are cold in December.
Let me be clear here. I have been and have always been against sunlight.
Wow.
I think I've had this conversation with you that I don't like summer. I don't like sunlight. You, in particular, have blasted me for saying that I don't like the beach. And Caitlin was like, that's understandable. And you were like, it's not really understandable, Caitlin.
here's what's crazy about that. When we talked about that as a triumvirate, if I may call us a triumvirate.
Absolutely, we're a triumvirate. Somebody's going to get stabbed.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's not like I'm a huge beach person either, but I just thought it was crazy that I was in a group of people where I liked the beach the most. That seemed insane to me. I'm like, surely I like the beach in any group of three people. Surely I like the beach least of any random group of three people. That's right. That's what threw me about that conversation.
You didn't expect to be. It's like when you want to be edgy and then you actually meet like really edgy people that like don't care. And you're like, this is too much. Guys, there are rules.
I'm usually self-conscious about the fact that I usually like the beach less than most people that I know. So then when the two of you were like, yeah, fuck the beach, I was like, wait, like completely?
I like it
a little bit. Yeah.
That this is on theme. Uh-huh. Right? That talking of the reason I'm bringing these things up is because here are things about Dragon Ball. The moon, big part of Dragon Ball, and the beach is like a huge Dragon Ball. May be the only anime to use the beach in a not gross sexual way.
Well, it is where Roshi lives. Well, he's on an island, I guess, but
he's on an island, but it's beach themed. He's got a Tommy Bahama shirt on.
I mean, as the granddaddy of anime that Dragon Ball is, did it invent the beach episode?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it did.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that it, I don't. I would hesitate to say a beach episode exists. Female listeners and people that don't want to objectify women, I would say Dragon Ball, despite Master Roshi, in this episode we're going to get into it a bunch.
Oh, boy.
But despite Master Roshi, I'd say this is one of the more progressive. I mean, okay, you have 18, right, who comes in and is quite sexy.
She's a sexy lady,
I think she wears, at most, a t-shirt. Is she ever...
No, she's never, dressed, for the male gaze, if we're gonna...
Exactly.
Put it that way.
Bulma is dressed for the male gaze on occasions, and the male gaze is mocked.
That is true.
She wears that, I think I was actually on for that episode with the Playboy Bunny outfit.
Yeah. That's... Yes. yeah.
But you rarely see a character who comes on and is just sexy. You know, and there's lots of women. And there's lots of women beating up men, which we just watched all the Pirates of the Caribbean. And I hate I've seen them all. They're some of my favorite movies. But my significant other had not.
I was going to say, I want to talk about that. But go ahead. I want to hear about this.
I hate in things where characters gain their powers via magic when someone assumes that the male characters are stronger.
Right?
It's so annoying. It makes no sense. Well, why would Elizabeth Swan be able to sword fight these people? Why would Elizabeth Swan be able to sword fight the skeletons and fishmen? I'll tell you why. It's not real. It's all fake. Okay? It's not really a world that exists. And it's what's her name? Wonder Woman has been totally fucked by DC. Most DC fans assume that the fight between Superman and Wonder Woman would be very close.
Yeah.
Certainly she smacks the shit out of Batman. I don't think that's even a debate.
Yeah, no.
And And first of all, out of all of them, she's the only one trained as a warrior. Let's be clear there.
Yes.
Bruce Wayne is at most the guy who started doing karate later in life.
He learned kung fu, but not even... Yeah, Liam Neeson.
He's not Goku.
No.
Krillin beats Batman. Let's be clear.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
Just even without superpowers. You know, Krillin beats Batman. But, like, she's trained as a warrior from birth.
Yes.
And she doesn't just get her superpowers, you know, and he's like, has to hide them. She's being a badass the whole time. Yet DC is like, oh, but Superman is a guy. He's not really a guy. He's an alien.
First of all.
He's a light bulb. He's powered by the sun. Yeah. Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, it is that weird bias that even, it is weird when that exists in fantastical media where it's like, still assumed in the world where people have magic and powers and all this shit. Well, the dudes will still be stronger. Like, why would they be?
What is giving you that impression? Especially, like you look at the androids, right?
Right.
I mean, 17 and... who's the girl one now?
So 18... 18's the girl.
They're all wires inside. Yeah. What would make you think a boy wires...
Boy wires?
That's like
let's stop at boy wires. Let's get this concept of... Why do you think wires would have gender? Secondly,
if I put mascara and boobs on my iPhone 13 and then put a wiener on my iPhone 13, why would you think the one with a wiener is better?
Would win the fight? Who would win the fight?
It's idiotic. And so they do a good job of that. And it's the same with Walking Dead is good about this too. It's never assumed that a guy wins a fight.
That's I feel the same way. Yeah. Like where there's guns involved. Cause like, so I took an archery class once, with a friend of mine. You folks might know her, Dina Hashem. She's a very funny comedian, and she rinsed me at this when we were taking archery. But the guy who was like, you know, giving us the lesson was like, "Hey, don't worry about it. Like, you know, like women tend to be better at archery, or like that's the thing he said."
Yes.
And I didn't look this up later, but like apparently this is like a thing. The thing is, I know I have bad eyesight, so that's also why I wasn't getting in, but also...
Why did you take an archery lesson?
Archery's cool.
Yes, but...
I'm not gonna lie, I think it was her idea, actually.
Penetrated by an arrow is far less cool. I'm aware of how cool... You're like, I have bad vision.
Well, I wasn't getting shot at. I was shooting at targets.
That's true. Everybody else there has to be worried.
But yeah, as all that to say, like, why would where guns are an equalizer? So like you know that scene in Mad Max Fury Road, when you've seen this movie, right?
I've seen it, but I don't remember.
Okay, so there's a scene when Tom Hardy Max is like lining up like a rifle shot to take in the dark, and like then he looks over at Charlize Theron's character Furiosa, one of my favorite characters in media, and she like does like a gesture like, let me take the shot, I'm a better shot than you, and like it's the scene's completely wordless, they don't say anything, he just like looks over at her, she like does like a motion, and he like does like a yeah you're right sort of like head motion and gives her the gun, and then she uses his like shoulder to like she rests the barrel on his shoulder so she can keep it steady or whatever, but it's a beautiful scene, there's like no words.
Make yourself useful.
Yeah.
Well, I have some authority in the world of animation as far as fight scenes and things go.
Ooh.
And I studied several, like Batman, they usually teach dance at animation schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, I was like, I'm going to take martial arts. They didn't teach it at NYU, so I took martial arts to learn about movement.
Yeah.
And I studied fencing, Tai Chi, and then later Taekwondo. And fencing is the most fascinating of them because the game is all about speed, does not reward force of strength.
Yeah.
And basically the most strength you can get is out of your forearms. So any upper body strength is really, and there are certain rules preventing you from using upper body strength. It is this very well-made game, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And as such, if you're gentlemanly and not trying to hurt someone and just trying to go as fast as you can, you can fight older people. You can fight younger people. You can fight, and men and women can compete in a casual setting and have fun. and I would frequently get absolutely loused by a 60-year-old dude I'd been fencing for, you know, basically 60 years. Yeah. I would get destroyed by, you know, it goes without saying, athletes a few years younger than me who were women because they were training. And there are many ways to create these equalizers, when it's about, you know, speed and accuracy and things like that. And it annoys me to no end. So I think other than, let's get to the big sexist beach scenes here today.
Oh yeah. Well,
I think they do a great job of beach and beach life, moon life, things like that. Would Goku become a Saiyan during an eclipse? I'm sure someone's done it.
He would go Super Saiyan Black? I guess Goku Black happened in Super already, but spoilers, that wasn't actually Goku, for people who don't know, but...
Wait, when was that? Goku Black was Goku, I thought.
It's his body, but it's not actually him. It's a different guy. Yeah, like some guy took his body from another timeline or some bullshit.
Okay, I thought okay, we'll talk about this so we don't get distracted later.
Before I'm going to stall some more before we get to the episode, sure, because not? I am curious. So when you said you and your partner recently watched all the Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, we stopped after three. Okay. So she was gung ho to be like, let's keep going. And I was like, honestly, I can't. We can do it a different day. It is going to sour this. We did this fun marathon where we had started to watch Curse of the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
And we stopped, like, I think 10 or 20 minutes before it ended. And so we watched basically all three in one day. And I was, those other ones are unwatchable. they are so bad. I'm so happy they're getting a reboot. But the one with Penelope Cruz is, I cannot express to you how bad that movie is.
Yeah. I mean, I just never saw it because I heard, you know?
It is unwatchable, ununderstandable, unwatchable. One of them has this young couple in it, either four or five. And so it still has Jeffrey Rush and
Johnny Depp
in it. Yeah. But this young couple is in it, and their scenes are like, you're like, did anyone write this?
Terminable.
it doesn't even make sense. They just will be captured. And so it's basically like,
Someone they were trying to replace Will and Elizabeth.
Yes. But because they are not in them.
Right, because their story ends in three. Spoilers for people who haven't seen it.
I don't think that spoils anything. I think their story ends. You only need IMDb to know that the actors aren't in it.
Yeah. Well, true. Yeah.
And it's a great ending to it. But they'll just be trapped somewhere, and you'll be like, why are they trapped? Remember that scene at the beginning of Revenge of the Sith, where Obi-Wan turns to Anakin and goes, hang on a minute, we're smart. How did this happen? We're smarter than this. And they're just in a trap.
Oh, that's like, yes.
That's the, that is the perpetual feeling you have as a viewer watching this one with this new couple. You're like, hang on, why are we trapped? What the hell's going on?
You just reminded me of more great George Lucas writing and dialogue there, where it's like...
Yeah. Hang on.
Wait a second. Why are we in this trap?
I'll tell you, I had a heated discussion with some Star Wars fans in my life where we are both Star Wars fans, but basically we have all agreed tacitly to not talk about 789 because they like them and I just think they're fucking stupid.
It's so funny.
And so I've been told by everybody to just not talk about how fucking dumb 789
is. Just the thing where you have to agree to not. This is like, to be honest with you, this is like, and we're WrestleMania weekend just happened, but like, some of my friends know just to not bring WWE up to me because I just don't want to watch it or to talk about it ever.
Nothing good.
So this is you with the new movies.
Because
you know what's going to happen. You know where we're going to,
Well, the trend I wanted to bring up to them that was annoying to try and bring up to them was to go to point out that for the past 20 years, the trend among Star Wars fans is that a large number of them don't like the movie. However, the TV shows are universally loved.
Yeah, even Attack of the Clones, or what was it called? The
Clone Wars.
Clone Wars, thank you, yep.
That movie reviled, the TV show universally loved.
Yep.
1, 2, and 3, reviled amongst many fans, you can't deny that.
Yep.
Yet the short series that came out, the one that the Samurai Jack guy did.
Oh, yeah.
Loved, universally
yep.
loved.
Yep.
7, 8, 9. Panned across the board to the point where Disney stops making them.
Well, except 7. People love that fucking movie.
People, do they?
Well, they did at the time, Mike.
People love that.
I'm not going to let people revise their opinions now. I'm going to hold everyone accountable.
Well, it's because the movie was, and you can't wait to see what's coming. And guess what came? Nothing.
that is fair. I don't think 7 is, I don't think 7 is that bad. I never
Everyone
did.
Everyone who watched 7 that liked it said, I'm excited to see where they go with it.
That's,
I can't
yes,
deny that.
That is true. It was definitely a setup movie. It definitely was supposed to be a setup movie.
And as
did
I told
that
you,
job.
Star Wars 79 does not have to beat Star Wars 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It has to beat Dragon Ball Z, which is the clear, I mean, it is the clear, it does everything that George Lucas couldn't do. Mid-air battles. Dragon Ball Z is the only one to do them successfully.
Mm.
Superpowers and things like that. You know, magical, mystical things. Dragon Ball Z did them better than Star Wars. You have to beat Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But wait, I wanted to just say
yes.
that then the 7, 8, 9, the Mandalorian universally loved.
Beloved, yeah.
Boba Fett, beloved.
Andor, you people know. Love. Is that right?
Andor. I haven't seen, Andor is a movie. I don't know.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a show. Oh, my bad.
Who knows? Ahsoka. Ahsoka is now my current, like, literally my favorite Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. People, it's, because it's, what's her name? As Ahsoka, right?
Yes.
Rosario Dawson?
Gloria Estefan.
Wait, is it?
No, it's not Gloria
Estefan. It was Rosario Dawson, right?
Rosario Dawson. But I thought maybe you would agree with Gloria Estefan.
Yes. I haven't watched the show exactly, so yeah, for a second I was like, wait.
How fucking awesome would it be? You're like, I was pretty sure this was a different Latinx
actor. I think that was Rosario Dawson. Was that?
Is there a Mandela effect going on and it's just Gloria Estefan?
That'd be...
Listen.
Show would be better.
I'm probably. Into it.
So you've watched Ahsoka and you like it?
Love it.
Okay.
Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
There's no denial. I call it, it's Dark Souls Star Wars.
Interesting.
Love
okay.
it. And it was cool when we started to watch it. I was literally saying, you know, all these things about Star Wars and stuff that I thought might come up and criticisms of 7, 8, 9 in the last week. And then we start watching. And like, it was literally like, I would have a conversation about here's what they should do in Star Wars. And it was like Ahsoka was reading the minds of the fans.
Mm.
It was cool. It was very good.
Now, I want to ask Mike, like, do you think this is just a reflection of the larger tale of media in the modern day, which is just that TV is just better than movies now? Like, across the board. Is that just the era we're in? Because,
no.
Yeah.
I have an opinion on this. I have a hard line opinion on this.
Okay.
Which is that the American audience at large and the large movie theater at large has a very interesting and different relation to the public that people don't want to recognize.
Yeah.
People expect to waste time at the movies.
Right.
People expect to be catered to at the movies.
Yep.
They expect to have air conditioning or heat.
It's a night out, as it were.
It's a night out. I expect food. I expect hot food. I expect
people going on first dates or second dates or third dates.
They will describe their relation to the movies as more akin to an amusement park.
Yeah.
You know, I expect to be able to take my kids out. I want them to be safe. Is someone watching out for them? What, yada, 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 yada.
Yeah.
Versus the TV market has put expectations on you. You will tolerate what we tell you to do. There are ads. You have to download our app. There are, it is basically the public is being, the onus is being put on the public to say, will you tolerate this in exchange for our TV show?
Subscribe.
Right.
Monthly
fee. I think that has just shown that I don't think movies are, it's not that they're better or worse. There is no reason not to cater to the drooling masses at the movie theater.
Mm.
There's no reason to try and elevate something. I mean, look at the movies that try and do that. They don't do well. you know, you can shit on Transformers all you want, but people fucking showed up.
Yeah.
And the more that Star Wars even got lost in the weeds, stopping directors who were very clearly action directors, you know, and could just make a nothingness action movie, interrupting their plots and firing these people to do a bare bones action movie, they started to fail. People lost the plot because they started to say they should think more and then take those thinking points away because they couldn't choose a lane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you look at this new Kristen Stewart movie. It's not playing in the big theaters here in the Midwest.
Which one is this now? I think I might have seen this trailer. Do you know what it's called?
I forget the name. It has one of those one word.
Oh, is it Kristen Stewart or the other?
Someone named Chris, the Twilight girl.
Yeah, oh, that is Kristen Stewart. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's her. That's her name. Yeah.
It has some unanimous sort of one word name.
Right.
I forget what it is. But that's not playing everywhere. You know. For no particular reason, other than that it's sort of a smaller film. You know, A24 films don't play everywhere. There's no reason not to see, but yet that dreadful-looking Sydney Sweeney movie, where she's just, the plot is basically her in a bikini. Yeah, do that! Get people in. I don't like this idea that people are saying if the movie theater shuts down, there won't be art. What art is going into it? Everyone wants one or two movies a year that are absolutely incredible. That's great. They'll have a home. You know, it costs a ton of movie to put movies in movie theaters.
Yeah. You know,
and you're not doing anything to push the public. I don't see. I actually am of the opinion. I've been learning a lot about. Now we're really far afield. We're learning a lot about Disney and his vision for the Disneyland and Disney World.
Right.
Things. And his vision was to stop having movie theaters. His vision was that the amusement park ride will supersede the movie theater.
Right.
He basically thought you will build amusement park rides that will be storytelling and things like that. And that was his vision for the future. And quite frankly, I think that that's very long visioned. And I think that is where we should go. Like sitting in a big comfy chair and watching a movie because I like movies.
Sure.
I don't know why you wouldn't cater to that. You know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So that's your Star Wars analysis, your Disney analysis for the day.
Always.
Will Disney acquire Toriyama? You betcha.
Fucking God. Oh, man.
You betcha.
Well.
You betcha.
A plague upon every house.
There's no version in which they don't. You betcha. HBO Max, let the Crunchyroll thing lap.
One very last point before we get to the episode, because we do have to get to it.
Sure, why? Fuck them. Fuck the fans.
Yeah. No, just you talking about what do you call it? The space fights. The only Dragon Ball with the space doing the best space fights. I agree with you there. I will say though, I just finished watching season 2 of Invincible. And I loved it, and we'll see how they measure up to Dragon Ball in the coming years.
You know, you look, Invincible's a great example of this, right? You've had flying superheroes for so long. Yep. Look at X-Men, look at the Justice League from our youth.
Justice League, yeah.
They would always ground these fights.
Yeah.
And anytime where they ever did, assuming there's Superman fights that are 100% just apes of Dragon Ball, you know, taking the best moments from Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But Lucas is, and you know, the allure is there. We have a flying scene in our game, and it is tough. It is tough to visualize and get things right, especially when you want that feeling of flying through the air and someone on your back. You know, I think that, you know, the run on the Death Star in one is incredible and a very good job of it.
Yeah.
I think that Goku versus Vegeta even in season one is incredible.
Definitely.
But you know, you even see in Super they eliminated flying because they were done. They couldn't find any other space to create more stuff.
Yeah, they bring it back in the Tournament of Power, but then before that it's a lot less from what I've seen.
No, in Super? In Super, there's a whole rule, no flying.
And even in the tournament, they don't fly?
That's the whole
rule. Oh, are they jumping between the rocks? Oh, they're kind of, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I guess they're not flying, they're jumping. That's, you're right.
I saw it as like a reference to Goku's first win. You know, like, he wins by flying, sort of cheating the first time. Or does Roshi win by flying? Goku wins by flying? Or Roshi wins by flying?
I think Tien wins by flying.
A few people save themselves via hovering.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember.
Roshi kicks the side of the thing to stop from falling, which was awesome. And then Tien can just fly. So Tien basically blows the ring up and then tries to ring out Goku.
So spoilers Invincible for, yeah. has made a I know. Well, we're on a Dragon Ball show.
Hopefully I know. I think they.
We would have had spoilers already because if they listened to Ballin' Out Z, they would have known about the results of that from episode one.
Hell yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I think that Invincible, you see so many shots of conversations in the air.
Yeah.
Just hanging out in the air.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's awesome. But people shy away from it. Lucas and Toriyama were very ambitious to try and do this.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard.
Yeah.
And that's why I've always said, but Dragon Ball and Star Wars have absolute links together. That's why I'm talking about them. But like, I believe Toriyama was the better. And I don't know who gets credited. I've read Dragon Ball Z. I don't particularly find it nearly as good as the TV show. Whoever gets the credit from making these animations work from just drawings too is, you know, really the real hero.
The OG
animators.
Which
I don't know. I don't know who did that.
Yeah. And there's also Astro Boy. Shout out to Astro Boy.
You know, I love Astro Boy. You know, it's my favorite. but they solved it with scale, right? Like Astro Boy would basically always just carry a giant robot and go up into the sky. But like, you have no scale in the sky. That's why animators hate flying scenes.
Right.
So there's a lot of cheats you can do as an animator with the ground. Even for example, I know that one of the biggest lists of successes that Mario 64. Now we've gotten the full geek triumvirate. I've invoked. they basically said the game does not work, and we were the first. People always talk about the camera being the first. They were the first to add a shadow to a character.
Oh.
Because they were like, if you jump in the air, you don't know where you are.
Right.
So by adding a 3D shadow, that was like, they attribute that as a bigger accomplishment than anything else. To making the game work,
that makes a lot of sense. And I'm visualizing so many, it. Yeah. In
hindsight, you can do so many cheats when you have the ground to make stuff work. And quite frankly, if you're really into animation, looking at animation cycles without their backgrounds, you will realize how goofy things look. And it really lets you cheat. And you know, Dragon Ball achieves some of these things with basically just vibrating lines sometimes. It's pretty incredible.
Speaking of which, we should pivot here into this week's episode, as we do
this
every week.
So this is Benel. I'm doing Benel's job. Much worse, I just want to say.
Yeah.
This week's episode.
This week's episode of Dragon Ball.
Episode 47.
Yeah.
Kami House found. also, while I'm on this, while we're doing Japanese accents, I always push back against people that try to get me to say manga. And I now have my trump card reason, my Blue Eyes White Dragon, as to why I don't.
Yeah.
Lawson.
Yeah.
How do Japanese people say the name of their country?
Japan?
Wrong! So, I'm not saying manga. If you're going to make me say Japan, I'm not going to say manga.
How do they say it? Japan?
Is what I always do with cultural facts, just like how when people say I studied the Revolutionary War in school three times, which our education does, I always go, great, when does it end?
1785.
You're dumb. You don't know. You're guessing. No partial credit. There's an event that happens. It ends the war. You don't know. Your education was an absolute waste. You would have been better off staying at home watching TV.
1785.
Made up. Why? When did it end? When does the fighting stop? And when is a treaty signed? Was there a treaty signed? You don't know shit.
Wait, hold on. How close was I? 1783. I was close, okay?
You were not close.
I said 1785.
You made the war. You killed thousands more. You made the war 2 years longer. All right, how do you say
it was,
Japan?
It was 2 years longer for some people.
For some people. Just one guy shooting at British people. Hey, Mike! Knock it off!
Hey, man, look, it happened to that one Japanese fighting. Shoulder. That one Japanese soldier thought the war was still going on until, like, the 90s
well,
or whatever.
Andrew Jackson. Yes. Do you know that story? Yes. He just killed all those people, and they're like, good job, you won. And they were like, it was over. he won is what's important.
You know what's funny? The war virtually came to an end in 1781, so it was off by even more. I guess the treaty was 83. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway.
Oh, and you're using all your 18 years of education in public school, aren't you?
To Google this.
Or to Google it, because you didn't know, because your education is an absolute waste.
But I was close.
I'd like to get to that. You were not close. it's history, okay? Not hand jobs or hand grenades, okay? You were absolutely wrong. You don't know. Your education was a waste. And I'm happy to have you calculate cosine while I read the name of the episode, which you also won't be able to do.
Okay.
So
let's do it.
And by the way, manga. You still don't know how to say Japan in Japanese.
Is it not Japan? Japan?
No, it's not Japan. Actually, Japan is closer to the way that Chinese people say it.
Oh, then I nailed it then.
Absolutely. And it's all you're obliged to do as a Chinese person.
Yeah. I don't have to care too much either way.
Listen, but it's just like manga, and it's like, okay, are you going to say Nihon or Nippon, the name of the country? No?
Oh, yeah, so that's right. Nihon.
Get lost. Okay?
Japan.
It's like I was on a podcast, someone said it's Lego, not Legos. And I was like, it's Legos, because I speak English.
The listeners, you didn't hear this, Mike, but the listener just heard me put Japan pronunciation into Google and click. I just had a robot say it. But of course the robot said it in the English way, Japan.
right. Like I'm
in
someone
Japanese.
Like I'm a resident alien, like Googling how to do
Nihon.
This
Nihon.
Yeah, Nihon. Nihon. You know what's funny, Mike, is like, I know this, but I did forget it.
Well, it's ridiculous to tell me I should say manga, which is a slightly different pronunciation, versus Nihon. Like, the wrong name of the country. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Manga.
Okay, so the listeners just heard me. I threw manga into the English and Japanese, and it's... Yeah, it's not manga. It's like, manga. I can't really do it. It's really fast.
Let's not. We're already in hot water.
No, you're fine. Listen, I can't be.
No, I actually think if someone was cultural from like a cultural center of Japan, they would be like, damn straight. I don't understand. There are countries that don't have sounds in their language, right?
Yes.
But America does. Right. And so I don't know why we are like, why the most insulting one. This is like, I'll give you the stand up bit version of it. The most insulting one is Spain. Which is the same name, but with two vowels added on either side.
España?
It's bullshit that we don't just say España. And we're like, I just like the middle bit.
Well, yeah, because Espanol is Spanish.
Well, but I don't get why we...
Spanish!
Like can you imagine being like, oh, hi, where are you from? España. It's like, do you mean Spain? No.
No.
You're capable of saying all those sounds.
Yeah, but we don't, because we're lazy. Fuck
it's
them.
So insulting. It's so insulting.
It's like the British folks who came over were like, hey, how do you say that? España. They just wrote the middle part and gave up.
British people have a xenophobic... I don't want to get into this. British people have a xenophobic excuse for not pronouncing words correctly. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah.
British people are like against France for most of their history. Mm-hmm. So it is like British tradition to say French words wrong.
Yeah.
Like as a way of being like, screw you.
Fuck them, yeah.
The most insulting one for them is taco.
Wait, what the hell is that?
Instead of taco.
They say that?
Yes. They elongate every other A except for taco.
Wait. British people say taco. There's a real thing.
Yes.
That's nuts.
It's nuts. It's insane. It's actually something an insane person does.
But they pronounce it the other way every other time.
Every other time. They'd be like, America.
Yeah.
Taco. Absurd.
All right, we should get to the episode, though.
Goku and Bulma find the Kami house to get a submarine. Master Roshi is happy to see that Bulma was there. Krillin and Launch, a character... Oh, wait, I have to talk about something before the episode starts.
Yeah.
About the episode. So I guess I've just only watched Dragon Ball on TV binges and on pirated sites. This was my first time today, by total coincidence, that I saw the full theme song.
Oh, you never seen the opening theme before.
It's so pleasant. And
it rules, yeah.
Fun and kid-like. I've just seen like a shortened version and then...
Right, yeah,
it's so good. It's so cute. It's a really cute, pretty... The opening theme is not like, it's like all original animation, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like just ripped from episodes. It was so cool. I really liked it.
It also reminds me of Chrono Trigger, which, because obviously, but
this
has the same sort of like vibe, I feel like. Yeah.
Okay, I can do one impression. You know, I sometimes do small impressions, and my one impression has come up. We're going to see Master Roshi there. I can pretty accurately do the Master Roshi laugh.
Okay.
I got to take an earbud off just so I can hear myself.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, that's pretty good. Good.
I don't try to do full impressions, but I can do that dumbass laugh.
Yeah.
Launch, a character I completely forgot about. I absolutely iconic. Are at the market while grocery shopping. They took the... So they need a submarine to get the Dragon Ball at the bottom of the ocean.
It's at the bottom of the ocean. Even Goku, with all his strength, can't swim down there in time to get it. So,
what is your thoughts on the idea of them taking a submarine to the market?
Why did they? Like, is it the same cap? Is that why? Is like the same? No, that's not how Dino caps work, right? They're each unique. So yeah, I don't know why. I assume they took the case of all the caps.
Well, is it? Because he implies that it's just Master. Well, I mean, because Kami House is just as close as anywhere. They could go back to Bulma's house.
Oh, did they take the submarine to travel to the market? Actually,
yes. It's not a cap. It's just Master Roshi's submarine.
Oh, you know what's weird? I feel like I somehow glazed over this. Yeah, they just rode the submarine
Roshi,
over.
Apropos of nothing, has a submarine.
Yeah, well, he lives on an island. He's a crazy old man.
Okay, you know what?
I mean...
That makes sense that they have... This is their only means... Because I don't think they have a boat. They never show a boat.
No, Master Roshi actually can't fly. So...
So this is his boat. That makes a lot of sense.
Basically.
Okay. I'm fine. I'm fine with it then. You make a good point.
Goku... Yeah, I love the scene of Goku catching fish and throwing it into the turtle's bag or whatever he was holding there.
I love that scene with Turtle too. And I think one of the things that I really liked is the commitment to this really being a kid's show. Like, I love that Turtle's name is Turtle.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a kid's show. It's so great that it is too.
It has the charm. Like I always say, Dragon Ball Goku has, he's the most charming version of Goku.
Yes. Yes. And I have been reading the books, and he is just so adorable as well. Now, by the way, we can get some Japanese history in here. That moment that you liked, manga, is sort of the essence of the original woodblocks. It was meant to capture, the art form was meant to capture things which previously were thought unworth capturing. It was meant to be these little moments in life. You know, the woodblocks were of people at markets and things like that. Which previously in art was sort of considered a waste of time.
Trivial.
That you should only paint. Yeah, basically you should only paint generals and ghosts and demons and gods. The events of modern life were not interesting. So
yeah,
that is true manga. Take that, take that, everyone.
So Mike, so I'm to understand. You don't say manga at all when referring to Japanese comic books. You call them books.
I would call them comic books, first of all, and I would call them manga. I would not call them manga.
Oh, okay, so you do say manga. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. I might be more predisposed to call the woodblocks the woodblock prints, which are referred to as manga, because there doesn't exist a cultural precedent for saying manga.
Mm, that's fair.
You know? This is so pedantic and stupid.
I was just trying to clarify.
This is all I think about all the time. little tiny things that I can be annoying about. That's basically...
Well, you know the Pixies song Gigantic?
Absolutely.
Sometimes I sing that to myself, but the word pedantic.
I love that.
Pedantic. It's just a funny word to like yell. It's probably like to yell like in that way.
There was a guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Pixie line I do around the house is that one sketch.
There was a guy.
You fucking die. I said you fucking die. I saw them live.
Oh,
which is not something you expect to hear out of Mike Fallick's mouth. But I grew my hair into a mop top that year in preparation to see them.
Huh.
So I would be appropriately
haired.
Haired.
Yes. That verb makes sense, right? We made that up, but I think
I was hair suited.
Hair suited. Hair suited.
Yeah.
Styled, as it were.
Yeah. Ryan styled, as it were.
Not Harry styled?
No. Okay. This is only Drew Carey reference day because it's in Cleveland.
That's fair.
So this summary is shit on Wiki. Okay. So here's the whole deal. They go there to get this submarine. And Bulma is tiny. That's like a really important thing to say. Bulma has made herself tiny in order to travel with Goku easily.
Yeah, on the Nimbus specifically.
On the Nimbus. Mm-hmm. So she gets there. Roshi's like, where's Bulma? She turns herself giant. Roshi is sort of fascinated by this. He's like, launch and Krillin are shopping. Like, they'll be back. You can totally use it. And Bulma's like, this is too easy. Like, but I want that tiny machine that you have.
Yes.
And she's like, sure. Okay. This also breaks up what is happening at the same time, which is wrong. We're also, what's going on simultaneously is the Red Ribbon Army is losing it.
Yeah, they're freaking out. Commander Red is incomprehensibly incompetent. I mean, I guess Pilaf is too, but Commander Red is just—he's just blown a gasket. He's just like,
you know who he's supposed to be.
I forgot.
Well, no, I'm saying vibe wise, he is totally, and this is why I let our conversation go on too long. He's totally the people on the Empire ship.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Tracking down Luke.
Yes.
It's totally a ripoff of that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, he's...
We've sent a drone.
Yeah, he's... Yeah, Commander Red. Short... Not a short king. Just a short guy. We don't stand him. But,
We don't stand him. No need to stand him.
No,
no need to stand him. Please turn off any stands before.
Turn your stands off, please.
Silence or put your stands on.
Silence your stands.
I'm going to go that.
Looking at you, JoJo Bizarre Adventure. No,
Did I tell you I only recently understood that too was a music reference?
Oh, for in JoJo's, all of their abilities?
No, Stan! Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole thing is.
That's a music reference.
Yeah.
I didn't get because there's so many music references. I didn't get. Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
I don't know any. Like, I don't know most of them either because there's a lot. There's a lot of them in that show.
Yeah, and you stop paying attention when they are as subtle as like a character named Rodney James Dios.
Killer Queen. I got that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So he's losing at Goku. They find these downed pilots. And then they find whatever, and they're just yelling at each other for the first half. But it's important to know that they're yelling at each other, and Goku's kicking their ass accidentally.
Yeah, Commander Black, who is problematic, and you know we don't have to spend too much time on that. But he speculates that Goku's working for somebody else, and Red is mad, and he's like. He says, I don't need your second-rate speculations. That's a quote. That's what he says.
It appears on the wiki. Probably the only good part of this Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Insults him by claiming his second-rate speculations won't help him find the Dragon Balls. And your faith in that old religion has not helped you ascertain the location of the lost data tapes. Nor did it help you replace the coffee maker in the break room.
So then the rest of not a lot happens in this episode, to be honest. Because they're just kind of waiting for the submarine to get back. We're reuniting the gang, sort of. But yes. Most of the main through line of the episode is Master Roshi trying to use the microband to leer on either Bulma or Launch. And what he does to Bulma is, whine her with too many drinks. So she has to go to the bathroom.
So I watched English. It was water in my version. Do we know whether maybe he's giving her not water?
No, I watched English though also. So it was.
Okay.
Yeah. And she does eventually go to wash her hands, and he goes for it, but it doesn't work out for him. He just gets flushed into the toilet almost, and
yeah.
So he's foiled. It's basically, a Bugs Bunny cartoon where the ladies are bugs, and he's the hunter, I guess, Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, 100%.
So. Yeah, then when Launch comes back, Krillin and Goku, the boys reunite. The boys.
Boys are back in town.
Back in town. So then he's like, hey, Launch, you really gotta take a shower, huh? It's hot out here. And he keeps saying that to her.
Roshi is watching porn when they show up.
Yes! Yeah, he is!
We forgot to mention that. Master Roshi is busy watching porn.
Yeah.
And that's why he can't go to the market.
Oh, yep, that's what he was busy doing.
So, I gotta say, too, in terms of being a kid show, pretty erotic porn.
I felt
I've never seen a scene in, listen, I'm a mature gentleman. The amount that I watch the erotica in Dragon Ball Z is minimal. This is like full boob and ass bouncing.
Yeah.
Detailed ass boob bounce, extended ass boob bounce scenes that contrast heavily with the calling the turtle turtle.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So also, we also get a cameo from Turtle's son, who, by the way, is not in the manga at all.
Really?
Yeah, it's an anime-only character, Turtle's son.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's fun. There's also some discussion about some pirate treasure. It doesn't really have anything to do with anything. But
does it come up again? I didn't remember this conversation at all from Dragon Ball.
I don't think so, but I like to think that a young Ichiro Oda was ruminating on One Piece at the time, and that's where he got inspired. So the main part here is that Roshi's trying to spy on Launch, and General Blue is trying to send his boys, his soldiers, out to sick him on Goku and the old man on the island. What are your thoughts about General Blue, Mike, if I may? This is the beginning of his saga. Yeah.
A character I forgot was connected to these people is what I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I did not really remember that there's some joke of Red Army and Blue Army and things like that.
Right.
It was unrememberable is all I would say. Yet apparently the implication here is that this treasure, this is really subtle, I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
Apparently the implication here is that this treasure is to point out that is to foreshadow Bear Thief's appearance and the mercenary clan.
Okay.
That's what they're saying there. That basically there are going to be pirates soon and bandits and stuff in the world of Dragon Ball.
Right.
It never comes back up. They actually even reference it again.
Right.
It's never really.
This is
weird. Here's my thoughts on General Blue. Basically, no.
Basically, yeah.
Filler enemy.
Filler bad guy. Filler bad guy.
Yeah. Which you actually can. I feel like you can feel that in. I think a lot of people feel that about, who's the devil that brings Boo back?
Bobbity. He's a wizard, yeah.
I think, Bobbity is the wizard. There's a red devil.
Oh, Deboro. That's Bobbity's henchman. Yeah.
I think a lot of people feel that way about Deboro.
Yeah, they kind of fucked him over. I'm in the camp of, I thought Deborah could have been cool, but they,
such a great design.
Yeah. They dropped him out pretty hard.
But there's so many bad guys in, Dragon Ball that you can feel sort of, you know, you actually have the luxury of being like,
yeah,
who cares about General Blue?
Yeah, true.
I mean, do we want to talk about the weird Nazi similarities?
We can.
Blonde-haired guy in a brown uniform. Not an enemy I want to have. Want to agree with. Pretty happy that he's going to get his ass whooped.
Yeah.
Frustrated.
Yeah. Know. Last episode, he executed a guy for picking his nose. So it's very.
Can we talk about nose picking?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm very in favor of nose picking, and it is much maligned in the public.
It is. It is very maligned.
There are people out there who I think are still traumatized by people telling them not to pick their nose.
Mm.
You know?
I agree.
Pick your nose. I don't know how certain people, how you can breathe, how you are physically breathing if you have never in your life gotten a booger out of your nose.
Yeah. Well, that's why I always say you gotta carry tissue on you in case you gotta, you know, clear the vents.
This is a big theme in our life, is that when we walk around, and when I walk around specifically, I feel like I have to blow my nose constantly, and all these different things, which is one of the idiocies of people being like, we the masks were meant to be a stopgap, not to like open stuff back up and just wear masks. Right. And I always thought it was one of the worst things that was done in COVID to be like, yep, just wear a mask to this event. What happens if I sneeze? I mean, I'm going to sneeze, maybe a non-COVID sneeze. What's the procedure with the mask? Do I take it off? Do I sneeze right into the mask?
Right.
Or restaurants being open, being like, it's perfectly safe, just wear a mask. Don't I eat with my mouth? What are you talking about? Unless you put a feed bag on me, I'm going to have to breathe on everyone. So stupid.
Yeah.
I will never let people forget the dumb shit you did to cause people to have more COVID. It will never end. As long as I'm breathing.
Yeah. There's so much, the ability of humans to not think things through was really highlighted these last 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, stay 6 feet from each other at a restaurant. What happens if someone needs the Heimlich maneuver?
Well, at least that's a little bit of an edge case. But also,
what do you mean? If there's a poster in every single restaurant. Well, by the way, you're not just eating. You're eating through a mask.
Yeah, that part makes no sense.
So you're going to choke once you inhale the paper on your face.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's not an extreme case. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Have the whole restaurant clear out while this person retches their spit? Do they keep the mask on while they're choking? Do you know the first procedure if someone's choking is to stick your fingers in their mouth?
Wait, is that the Heimlich?
Before the Heimlich, you are supposed to open the person's mouth and make sure like there's no obstructions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and for CPR too, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a great look. How do you stay 6 feet away from someone and Heimlich them?
Oh, no, you can't. You're just choosing one death over another.
Yeah. You use the force. You know?
So use the force, obviously.
Do I have to go get tested because I gave someone the Heimlich maneuver?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're a hero, Mike. You Heimlich somebody.
Can I tell you the story that happened to me once? With the Heimlich?
Sure.
So I was at a restaurant, and this person is like, starts kind of choking, and like, his wife is trying to talk to him and he's like not answering and he's like standing or whatever. And I, you know, after a few seconds, being one of the few people close to him, go, do you need the Heimlich maneuver, which you're supposed to like really look for air symbols because someone can't talk if you're supposed to like look. And he was able to say no Heimlich. So I didn't give it to him. But that was all I did.
Word.
All I did was say, you know, this guy was in distress and I asked if he needed the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
Like
this Good Samaritan.
But, yeah. Yeah. But the people in the restaurant, I was already a hero. I had not done anything, but like the waiter was like, this guy was trying to help him. Wow. You know, like, and the wife of the guy was like, thank you so much. I didn't do anything.
You just asked.
I want to be clear here. I didn't do anything. I just asked if I would do it. But I was instantly a hero.
Right.
Which is pretty great. So,
hey, man, that's all it takes sometimes. All it takes is to reach out in this world, you know?
Twist. He was a Nazi. Should I have given him the Heimlich? Oh, no. Whoops. The pirate story is not particularly good either.
No.
Enthralled by the pirate story. Like,
no,
they're like,
fine.
Tell us that story you always tell us. And he's like, one time there's some treasure.
Okay. And then there were pirates.
That was basically, okay. I think it was pirate treasure. It was like, okay.
Cool.
That was it. There was no interaction.
No.
Yeah.
So, everyone's really just getting into setup here. This is like early turns in a card game. We're just like establishing the board. That's what these two episodes, these are the first two episodes in the Boo Saga are. So our heroes pile into the submarine, which is also an airplane.
Yes.
It's an all-in-one.
Like 30-second conversation.
Yeah. And then it's a transformer, more than meets the eye.
Well, and it was a robot in the sky.
Yeah.
As it so happens. It applied to both of them.
Yeah.
Which is incorrect. I believe there's transformers who can't fly.
Yeah. I'm not an expert.
Neither am I, but I'm going to claim expertise.
Right.
You
know? So you basically have it, because it's a...
I've mansplained my way into the expert, which is really the important part of the whole thing.
I claim expertise? Okay, let's see.
Hello, I'm an expert. Hi. Hi. I want to make a whole video about, have you seen people being like, that's my Roman Empire thing? As a Roman Empire?
Yeah, what does that mean, though?
So, like, there was this trend with, like, the Roman Empire where it's like, all men are... How much do you think about the Roman Empire?
Right.
Right?
Sure.
But then people were like, oh, that's my Roman... XYZ thing is my Roman Empire.
Like, thing you think
I mean?
About too much in history?
Yes, I don't like saying it that way. Exactly, you've nailed the meme. But saying it that way, to me... takes the bite out of the criticism that was, how often do men think about the Roman Empire a day?
Right.
Because to me, men just think without having studied the Roman Empire extensively, just believe they know what the Roman Empire did.
Right.
That's the real bite of that joke.
Yes.
And to take that away, I feel, and to say, like, that's my Roman Empire because I think of it a lot, it's like, no. It's because men don't know anything, and so they think about the 9 to 10 facts that they know about the Roman Empire, and the 120 they have absolutely fucking made up in their stupid men heads.
Right. Yeah.
So I want to make a video on that. I think that could be viral.
Yeah. No, I support this. Because, it is definitely one of those things where it's like, I was talking to Katie Rose about this. On one of our last episodes. It's like dumb guys pretending to be smart sort of thing.
Yeah.
But also, it's also anti-intellectual at the same time.
Oh, yeah, right. Because a woman who would know something about the thing, it's like, no, you studying it is like, I am, you know, the smarter one because I know about it, because I think I know about it.
Right.
Versus like, they wouldn't actually enjoy taking a course. It's that they inherit, what's smart about them is that they inherently know it.
Right. This meme also, like, I was able to context clue my way to this meme, but I gotta say, I don't personally know anybody who particularly cares much about the Roman Empire.
It's white males, middle-aged white males who think, like, that by knowing about a thing...
The Romans were really cool because they dominated everybody and...
Yes.
Were strong.
Gladiator movies and shit, you know, they don't know anything.
Sure. They watch Gladiator every Christmas and they...
Awesome. Yes, that's how white men work. Yes, you're describing them. That's it. That's
gotcha.
Where the expertise is.
Gotcha.
I've watched Gladiator, and then I watched that one History Channel thing halfway through about what did Gladiator get wrong? You know.
So I know the real. So now I'm really smart.
So I've got the whole Roman Empire thing going.
I have all the context.
I watched up to 3/4 of that special. I've got it. What you've got to understand is that the Gladiator fights. Do I have to understand this?
I watched Gladiator and then the special about the actual truth behind what Gladiator got wrong.
The best one of those that was great was they did one for the movie 300.
Of course.
And what was awesome.
The most male movie to ever exist.
I love 300. It cannot be said enough how much that set off the superhero movie revolution. People forget about it.
I give The Matrix some credit too. But
well, we can credit The Matrix for everything.
Sure, and I will. But yeah, no, I don't disagree.
Deserve that credit. You're
because
right.
Because in terms of visual combat, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, and just the sentence of like, where did this story come from? And everyone, the word graphic novel started appearing in news stories.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my big thing of it.
Right.
But basically anything that wasn't obviously fake, like, you know, claims of the supernatural or whatever, mm-hmm. like basically was true. I think basically the only thing they got wrong was like, so the whole special, if you watch it, is like, yep, that's what happened. So they would recount a scene and they go, yep, that was basically it. They did have these things. Yeah. They did have these oracles and they were like young girls that they would give opium to. Yeah. That's true.
And that one guy did betray them because he couldn't put his spear. His shield.
I think
up.
The only thing they got wrong was like there was a timeline element, which is really pedantic.
Sure.
That was like, and then they did make a 300 movie that fixed that timeline thing. That was about the sea battle, and I think that was basically.
They made the second three, the sequel. Yeah.
Yeah, that was basically historically inaccurate. I think.
With Eva Green.
I don't know. I could not watch it. It's not for me.
Although it might be, we have deceptively gone to the end of the episode, by the way, everybody. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, but that's how little happens. No, I think that portrays the vibe of the episode. It really is just set up for this bigger conflict. Do they go underwater even?
I don't think they even went to the water at the end yet.
Yeah, they don't even go underwater. Yeah. And I think they don't even actually arrive at Kami's house. They just see him right through like a drone or something.
No, they did arrive at his house.
Okay.
And then they're in the plane, but that's it.
No. I'm saying the
army did not. No, they just see him. Yes, yeah. You're correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's not even a confrontation between
yet.
This really is a setup episode. It really should not be its own episode.
Yeah.
Because the market was, I would have liked to have just, it been a filler episode and we were just at the market with Launch and Krillin.
Yeah, that would have been fun. Nice. Out of 7 Dragon Balls, Mike, how many would you give this year, episode 47, Kami, Returns Kami House?
Now, I gotta say, I'm gonna give it a default rating. I know I'm always difficult with these. I don't know that I can rate what is basically nothing happens. I don't think it's fair to rate that. I think I have to give it an NA.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 2.
Yeah, that's what happens. I don't want to do. That's what I'm saying. If I were to give it a rating, I'd give it something bad. But I don't necessarily think that's fair.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, we don't play fair here, Mike.
All right, 2. 2. 2. I'm on the same page. Yeah, 2. Fuck them.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. Em. Nothing happens, really.
He's cold in the ground.
The bits also were like revolving around Roshi, Elmer fighting the ladies, which is not like my favorite bits the show does, so.
Not it wasn't taken far enough. The plan was like half-assed.
Yeah, I don't even think I don't think Launch even ever went in the shower.
No.
So like they didn't even get to that part of it, so.
They didn't play with the comedy of like maybe he offers them a million things, you know,
and then he
kind of says it once and is like.
Yeah, he only gets his comeuppance once. It's not like a Roadrunner Coyote cartoon where Coyote keeps getting run into the wall or whatever. Like, it happens once and then we kind of set up a second one, but they never do it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's meh. So. Meh. Meh. Fine. Fuck them. 2.
I think so.
Glad you're fucking dead, asshole.
Well, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, fuck them. What do you want me to do? I tried to be polite. We're not playing fair. Fuck them. Rotten hell.
I will say the beginning of this General Blue saga, because I gave last, you hear that plane flying above me?
Yeah.
I gave last week's episode pretty low score too. This is the lowest run that we've had of Dragon Ball episodes so far. These last 2 weeks. Yeah. I've just been set up, is why. They're just doing a lot of setup, so. But, Mike, please tell people at home about you and your wares. It's time for plugs!
Yes. go play so you can see our version of anime fights and anime wizardry and lore. Go play Troma Presents Poltergeist, the video game. It's on Epic. It's on Xbox. If you are a fan, here's how you choose which version. If you're a fan of like conventional visual novels, play the one on the Xbox. My vision of what a visual novel could be is on Epic and soon to be Steam. But Lawson plays two really awesome characters that are a part of like the magical lore I wanted to add to this, existing magical characters.
And I had a blast doing it.
You were fantastic.
Thank you, fam.
And I think it came out really, I mean, the scene that where one of your characters sort of explains its life view is chilling to me as it comes out in the game. I'm a big fan of it.
I'm so hyped to see it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great, go play it. We made it in conjunction with Troma. So go see that or go check out Lawson and I on our podcast Laserdisc, where me and Caitlin, it's on YouTube. You can search Troma's Laserdisc.
We are the triumvirate on Laserdisc.
The triumvirate on Laserdisc. And it has a fun show. I wonder if we should send some of the questions to your and Caitlin's respective Patreons.
Oh,
as a bonus reward.
That'd be really fun. Yeah. You know,
because they are such easy, fun questions to answer.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be super
fun. Now promise that on air without running that by.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good idea.
Because it's not like some other shows where in order to answer it, you have to be funny. It's like some genuinely interesting answers.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, if you want to support us, we are at patreon.com.
You are at. Excuse you.
Oh, yes.
I get nothing from that.
That's true. Me and Benel, and also Hannah.
You and Benel.
Also Hannah, at patreon.com/BOSpod. $5 a month is all it takes to be a hero, but there's other tiers if you want to be a superhero. But $5 is all you need to get all the backlog back there, all the stuff that Alex Patak, Jeremy Thunder, Katie Rose Leon did, and me and Hannah also continuing to do Yu-Gi-Oh!
I have met Hannah Harkness.
Yeah.
We have let her down. Because we had previously been doing a Red versus Blue podcast. We found it to have little interest and our other podcast to be better.
Well,
we sort of paused it. Yeah.
That happens.
So maybe we'll have to just do an episode of Red versus Blue.
Oh.
Together at some point, somewhere.
Maybe.
Otherwise I'll have no reason to meet her.
That's true. We got to extend the multiverse.
Yeah.
And that's it for us here. We'll see you next week for another episode of Ballin' Out Super. Adios.
Go. Yeah. Couldn't rock a stage, couldn't rock a show. Yeah. Couldn't write a rhyme, like I barely coast. And when it came to the mic, I had no control. But no one knew of the lengths I'd go. Strength it takes to just grow. Stood in the face of my foes, toe to toe, blow for blow, leaving comatose. Dispose of dose, the flow was cold. And ammonia dose choked your throat. Inhale that lyrical smoke. Close your eyes till you feel that ghost. See my eyes and you hear these notes. And it goes. Everybody you now. Miss your boat, you just flow. Miss your plane, you just fly. Just because I don't got the car, don't mean I don't got the drive. I got the vibe, all of the best do. Family, fans, and my friends too. Pass the word around, yeah. If you're down with me, then I'm down with you. Before my eyes, it seemed like magic. Dreamed of rapping, then it happened. The more I played, man, the more they asking. Do my show, yo, son, this napkin. Queens, Manhattan, chain reaction. All the places you'll go with passion. World in my fingertips, I kept on snapping. My life in your hands, you kept on clapping. But my heart beats, lightning flashes, director calling. When I'm on a set, don't hold your breath. You're only one step away from the man who keeps the mic in check. So if you miss your boat, you just flow. Miss your plane, you just fly. Just because I don't got the car, don't mean I don't got the drive. I got the vibe, all of the best do. Family, fans, and my friends too. Pass the word around. If you're down with me, then I'm down with you. Now imagine me slacking enough.
never back down from a challenge. Channel my ability to lyrically damage and manifest in the form of an animal savage. I'm salivating at the mouth. Doggone rabbit, I've had it with all these rappers who be thinking that they have it, but they haven't got a clue what it means to be an addict. Music is a drug, so in time it's a habit. Never be clean, even in a straitjacket. I'll be itching at the seams. Spit another classic. They say living your dream. The avenue to madness. But the atlas, my canvas. Yep. Target the masses. Yep. Status is one. We the kings of the planet. So you miss your boat, you just flow. Yeah. You miss your plane, you just fly. Just because I don't got the car don't mean I don't got the drive. I got the vibe, all of the best do. Fanny fans and my friends too. Pass the word around, yeah. If you down with me, then I'm down with you. So if you miss your boat, you just float. Miss your plane, you just fly. Just because I don't.